There's an interesting thing about this morning. I'm going to speak on the goal of an earnest Christian. The goal of an earnest Christian. We're going to be reading out of Mark. If you want to go turn there, you can. Mark chapter 4. We're going to read two verses. What's interesting about this morning is it's part one. It's very rare that I speak back to back 2 weeks in a row. So my thinking is part one of two. That means next week is part two of two. Now, my next thought is that means that every single person that's here this morning is going to hear part one. And it's going to be right in the middle, right in the middle. And that means every single person has to come back next week for part two. Isn't that cool? Part one, part two. No, no, no. If you're not, if Tracy wants to hear this message, part one, and she can come next week. And but no one listens to part two on Crosswinds Alliance next week. You're here listening. So you got to be here. The goal of an earnest Christian, part one, Mark 4. And as I the Lord really laid this on my mind and my heart, because I've never spoken on this, and I've never even heard a message on this, and yet it just like resounds in my soul. So let's look at Mark chapter 4, verse 8 and 20. It reads, and this is Christ speaking, "But other seeds fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up and increased and produced, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100." Now, this is a parable of the sower, and we've heard messages and saw this probably about the sower, but this part here, I'm not sure why, but it seems like it's like not really brought out or thought of much, but Jesus said, some produce 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Let's read verse 20. Excuse me. "But these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100. You know, every single one of us are in a place where once we've gotten saved, we need to grow and we need to bear fruit. And according to Ephesians, and I don't want you to look this up, but listen to this. It says, "And you who were made alive were dead in your trespasses and sins." In other words, we, every single one of us, there was a time when we were not born again. And so we were at ground zero. We didn't pray. We didn't do things right. We didn't live according to the word of God. We were at ground zero. So once you get saved, you begin to grow in him. We were dead in trespasses and sins, and now the scriptures actually says we become alive. That's when you get born again, that's when you really become alive. Your spirit in you revives. You begin to see things differently, and you begin to grow. And the goal of an earnest Christian is to grow and bear fruit and grow in him. So at first, you're at ground zero. You begin to go into a phase that Christ said, go toward 30%. Everyone has a starting point, and we need that. But when you first start, it's kind of like hand over hand. You have to be led. Someone takes you by the hand. Even spiritually, someone tries to walk you through, and they lead you, and they take you. And that's wonderful, and that's necessary. And there's nothing wrong with that. And we need that. But here we are, heading toward 30%. I've asked one of the brothers if they would, whoever, which one has 1 John 3:2. I can't remember who he gave that to, but would someone's going to read for us 1 John 3:2. Isn't it neat? In other words, okay, so now you're you know, you're ground zero, but now you're growing, and now you're saying, wow, I can be like Christ. I can be him. Yeah. Oh, now you're beginning to realize, and you know, you grow and you become fruitful and you begin to get excited and you say, man, this thing is really working in my life. The word of God fell upon good ground, and now I'm producing, and now I'm growing, and it takes time. I don't believe in instant sanctification. That's really a growing process. Everything we do in life, it just grows and it builds, and now we become certain. We become certain that we can bear fruit. We become certain that we can lead a life of victory. So, you know, if you've only been saved for a year, know that you can lead a life of victory. You can continue on the path that God sets you on. You can continue on this good path, and it grows brighter and brighter. You're on there. I had one more scripture to be read, so now I know it's Glenn in 1 John 5:4. He's going to read for us. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? We can become overcome the world, overcome our sins, and overcome things because he is in us. And he gives us the victory over this. In the scriptures, it says that Jesus said the keys of the kingdom are within you. The keys are within you. In 1 John 2:27, it says the Holy Spirit is within you. And he leads us, and he guides us. And so you become at 30%, you know, you're kind of getting to that place where realizing, I can have victory. I can have victory. I can overcome the world. I can overcome myself. I can overcome the flesh. It's not always easy. And sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we fall. Sometimes we sin. But we realize, oh, I can do this. I'm gonna make this my goal. I'm going to accomplish this. I am going to be fruitful. I am going to increase. I can do this. I can have victory. According to what Glenn read there, we can have victory. We maintain our freedom to obey a higher master in all things. We are not enslaved by dread of poverty, greed of riches, personal ambition, or love of honor, or fear of shame. We can conquer. Even the scripture says we can conquer even our faith. We are enabled to be conquerors through him that loved us. The unseen reward awaits us. The unseen presence surrounds us. God in a cloud of witnesses, people begin to realize this person really has something. Wow. This person really has something. So, you know, sometimes you have to have hand over hand. Sometimes you have to have demonstration at 30%. But you begin to realize that God's presence is all around you. And you begin to sense the spirituality in others. And you want to grow. And you want to mature. And in time, you start bearing fruit. And you become stronger as a Christian. At 60%. You begin to realize that you can reject drugs. You can stay sober. You can be a leader. You can be someone who doesn't walk away from problems. But now you become strong enough in God that you can address them and you can face them and say, God, with your help, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Now, that's why, you know, a lot of times we can't do it in ourselves. We just can't do it. I can't do it. It takes the Holy Spirit in our lives to work. So we've gone from now walking, you know, someone taking us by the hand, and now through demonstration, and now we begin to realize that someone can just say, point the way. There you go. You're going down the right path. You can point the way. And you can lead, you can get there by gestures. You can get there by verbals. And now we're willing and to take advice. Now we're willing to take leadership. Now we're willing to take the word of God into our life and make it truly a part of us. You cannot live a Christian life just hearing about it. You know, it really would be nice if you could. You know, you really can't live a Christian life just hearing about it on Sunday morning. You have to take this to Monday. You have to take it to Tuesday. You have to take it to work. You have to take it to your tree stand. You have to take it with you. You have to take it in your car. You have to take it wherever you go. It becomes a part of you. At 60%, now you realize this isn't just something that I've gained here or gained here or got here or got here. This is literally a part of my soul. The Word of God becomes a part of you. That's why Jesus said, "You are the vine. I am the branch." He's the tree trunk, and we're just the branches. We're just out there. We're just part of it. But you realize you are engrafted in. You are actually a part of God. When Jesus went to the garden and prayed, and I was at the Garden of Gethsemane once in my life. It was such an awesome experience. In 1975, I got the wonderful privilege of being able to go to take one of those Holy Land tours, which I've never fully talked about. But someday maybe I will. But when Jesus was in the garden, he prayed for us. He literally prayed for those that were not in existence. He prayed. He said, "Father, I pray that they will become one." So, you know, when you become a stronger and more mature and you lead on into a greater, you're kind of at that 60%, you realize, oh, no, I'm not walking alone. I am walking with him, and he is part of me, and I am a part of him, and I can walk the walk. I can walk the walk. I can talk the talk. I can do what he says to me to do, even when it hurts. Do you ever have a speaker? He steps on your toes, and sometimes it hurts, but that's how we grow. If I said nothing to give us to grow on, then we'll always be where we've always been. If you are always where you've always been, you'll never be where you're supposed to be. Don't ask me to say that again. But we're going to grow. We're going to move forward in Jesus' name, in his Holy Spirit. We're not wishing anymore. I believe this. Jesus said, "You'll bear fruit. You're 30-fold, 60, and 100. And I think when you get to the 60... I think somewhere in there we realize we're not wishing anymore. We're praying and believing. We're taking this thing real. We're taking it to heart. We're taking it and making it a part of us. Something keeps going over my mind. And it's not in my notes. But you know what? I am so glad you're here. And I'm so glad that I'm here. And I'm so glad that others that are here speaking. Because, you know, there's a big thing going on in today's world. We might as well be honest. Where my kids are in Wellsville, New York, and other places, there's the satellites ministries that are prevalent and people are doing. But you know what? I want to hear somebody. I want to see somebody. I think the Word of God is wonderful. And no matter how it comes to you, but I'm glad I'm able to speak to you. I'm glad I'm a person. I'm glad I'm in front of you. And I don't know if you're getting my drift at all, because I'm kind of walking around it. But, you know, I'm just glad that we have somebody that is bringing the Word of God, no matter who it is and when it is. Because you can watch speakers on TV, I mean, you know, you can see people on the screen anytime, but my goodness, the Bible says, gather yourselves together so much the more as you see that day approaching. I'm just so glad. I think for me personally, when I'm at 60%, I want to be able to walk in there like Lonnie met me in the parking lot. Hey, brother. And I want to be able to meet him at the pulpit. You want prayer? I want to be here. You know, it's just a different world. I don't know, you know, but, you know, I believe that in our life, God is going to continually grow us if we are willing. Like Dennis said, we have some prospects and we just believe in God. And it is amazing. It is truly amazing. Our thoughts are, I'm bringing the word, but, you know, our thoughts are, we've just you know, we've maintained and we've held on. And I said to somebody the other day, and Gene doesn't know this, I said, I was in North Carolina, I said to someone, Gene's like, you know, you hang on with a rope, and when there's nothing else and you're sliding and you're just about to slip off the rope, she ties a knot at the end and hangs on even longer. She ties a knot and hangs on. And sometimes that's the way it is. But you know what? God's going to bless. God's going to bless. I feel it in my heart. I feel it deep down. You can't tell that, can you? I feel it deep down. Hallelujah. But we get established. We get excited because, you know, God's working in individual lives, bringing people together, bringing us together, and making us stronger. And at 60%, you begin to realize, I not only can see a role model, but I can be a role model. At 60%, I think that we begin to exhibit, you know, a witnessing spirit, a witnessing attitude, a witnessing in our soul, and a witnessing that not only have we seen good role models, but now I think you can be one. You can be a good role model. You can be that person. And if you're not that person, you can become that person. I don't want to be a drag. I'm only one person, one voice. But I don't want to be a drag. I don't want to pull someone down. I don't want to constantly be complaining. I don't want to constantly see the negatives. I want to see the positives. I want to see, you know, us go forth as a people, and it's a kingdom work that's seeing great things and people being saved, things being done. At 60%, we are on our way. We're on our way. And this may not be in notes, but I'm telling you, help is on the way. Help is on the way. Just because I'm a believer, I believe God. I believe God has the right thing. The right thing for us, and we're going to be there. I don't know where I got this thought. I wrote it down, but it's kind of interesting to me. We can't walk on water. You know, there are impossibilities. We have limitations. I have limitations. Dennis, all of us, we have limitations. We can't always walk on water, but I said, God, if you'll just turn that water into ice, if you'll just make a hard surface, we can do it. We can walk across. We can walk across the pond if it's on ice. We can't walk on water, but we can walk on ice. We can walk on a hard surface. We can do that. And at 60%, we're being refreshed. We're bearing fruit. We have good news for you because we're earnest inside. The goal of an earnest Christian is to grow, become more mature, and bear fruit. And I'm almost done, but I want to read you something. We've all seen bumblebees, you know, the big old fat round bumblebees. Scientists say the bumblebees can't fly because their wings are too small for the weight of their body. So the bumblebee cannot fly. According to the laws of aerodynamics, the bumblebee cannot fly. Its body is too heavy for its wings. And that's the simple reason why. But the bumblebee doesn't know this fact, so it flies anyway, for all to see. Remember this when you're losing faith or hope in God's, God has proof in the bumblebee that the impossible can be. The bumblebee doesn't seem like it can hold its own weight in the wings, but it flies anyway. And sometimes, you know, there's a lot of times we come to places where we seem like we can't go forward. But the goal of an earnest Christian is to move forward in Him. He gives us the strength to do it. And you know what? I don't believe God asks us to do anything that He doesn't equip us with to do. He gives us the equipment. He gives us the motivation. He gives us the initiation. He gives us the ability to move on in Him, growing in Him. And then we'll begin to producing more fruit. And Jesus is the one that said, very unusual, about a 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. So next week, I'm going to pick up where I've left off. And I think it's going to be really exciting. I'm really looking forward to the 60 to 100-fold. And I hope you're here for it, because I believe that God is going to touch our hearts and help us in everything that we do and say, because we're believing him and putting it into his hands and putting our lives in this moment into his hands. So continually grow, continually be encouraged that we have the ability to grow and that we have the promise that we can move on from phase to phase, 30, 60, 100. I think I went from 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 25, 30. I think I'm moving at the 30, 35, 40. But we are moving in the right direction. Hallelujah.